And I live in Knox County. I've lived in this county most of my life. You know, we've went through a lot of changes since that time, dramatic changes. And I think that some of our struggles financially has been dealing with that transition, even though, you know, those events happened a decade ago. I think we're still reeling with some of that, and we need to kind of try to find a way to move forward.
You mentioned the financial situation of the county. A lot of the current board members saying, you know, there's little or no money there, trouble balancing the budget. A lot of it is in large part due to the state not providing funding, but no matter, the county is in the situation they're in. What from your standpoint, do you think can be done about the financial situation, if anything?
Well, I mean, obviously the issue with the state is a big one. The state doesn't pay its bills on time. When I was a trustee at Carl Sandburg College, you know, we were always worrying about if we were even going to get paid by the state. I can remember having discussions in late November about what we need to do in order to get that money from the state. And so the state funding situation is ridiculous. But with that being said, it is what it is. That's something that we necessarily can't control. I believe we should, as board members, advocate on the behalf of our citizens to the governor, to, you know, comptroller, treasurer, to our representatives, to our senators, and actively keep basically pounding them until they get it through their heads that they need to be paying for the things that they're asking us to do. But on the flip side of that is we still have an obligation to look at how we as a board can trim that budget to minimize the costs. You know, I've talked about during the campaign and stuff, the idea of lean government or Six Sigma in public service. And that's a system that would allow us to look at things like just even, you know, motion reduction, time reduction, you know, looking at the resources we're using in paper and different things of that nature that cost the county money. Will that deal with all the issues? No, absolutely not. But it's something that we can do to try to trim that down, because at the end of the day, if we don't do something, you know, in a year, we're going to be having discussions about layoffs. And I don't think anyone wants to be laying people off. So I think a better conversation is, what can we do to help curb that and make it where we don't have to lay off a bunch of workers?
Elisha, is that probably the main issue that you would say coming in if you're elected to the county board that you would have on your mind? Or is there something else? Or would it be kind of a learning experience as you get introduced into a new board?
I think it's a combination of all those. I obviously, the financial thing is the thing that's before everyone that's going to be on the board. I am going to learn. This is a role that I haven't stepped into. So I expect that once I get used to the system and whatnot, knowing how then that I can try to bring some ideas into that will be a process. But even with that, I think we have one other issue other than the financial issue that tends to keep popping up here and there, and that's the issue with the zoning. Zoning has, blocked the winery that was trying to come in. The zoning issues were used as the reason to do that. I think Knox County can't turn away business. And, you know, my understanding of those complaints lodged by the residents, just from other board members talking to me about it, just they weren't really founded. They didn't bear true. And so, you know, not only that, but we've had residents that, you know, wanted just 5 acres, you know, of land partitioned off. And the reason that we get from the zoning board is, well, that's how it's always been. You know, they did it 40 years ago, and they must have had a good reason, but we don't know that reason, so we're just going to continue doing the same thing we've always done. To me, that's not acceptable. If we zone something or we section something off in a particular way, there should be a good reason that 40 years down the road, we're going to know why that reason is.
Elisha French, running for Knox County Board. Elisha, anything else you would like to add heading toward the election next Tuesday?
Well, I think the most important thing in any election, honestly, is we can get caught up in the R and the D and, you know, the politics of it, the partisanship of it. It's unfortunate. It's bluntly, I don't think county races or anything at that level should ever be partisan. But it is what it is. And so I would just tell voters, look at the person, look at what they're saying that they stand for, look at what they're bringing to that table, who's going to be the best fit and who's going to represent you the best in the county board. And that's what I would say go with. Don't look at the R&D, but look at the individual.
Elijah, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it this morning.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.